Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYM. Joining me right now, Republican candidate for Railroad Commissioner and tonight's runoff election, Ryan Sitton. Ryan, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Chad. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you coming on the program today. Let's talk about this race a little bit. I had your opponent on earlier today. I know you have made a big deal about you being an engineer, one of the first engineer in over 50 years that would serve on the Railroad Commission. You've made that a big deal in this campaign. He says, well, it's not needed. You don't need an engineer to serve. And with there being over 50 years without an engineer, it seems like that would be the case. And he makes the case you need someone with strong conservative leadership instead of someone who has been in the game of the oil and gas industry. Why is he wrong? Why are you right, in your opinion?
Well, frankly, if I didn't have any experience for the job I was applying for either, I would also argue that you didn't need experience to do the job. So that doesn't surprise me that he would say that. You know, the industry is seeing a growth rate in Texas right now that we have not seen in literally 100 years. And at the same time, we are seeing really big advances in technology in the industry that has enabled that to happen. So you hear about all of the changes in gas and oil production due to fracking, due to horizontal production techniques, new forms of acidizing, all sorts of things that have really changed the landscape. At the same time, the Railroad Commission is needing to make sure that it is out in front on technical issues so that we keep the EPA at bay and not have them come in and take over regulation, as well as make sure that our citizens inside the state are very confident in what we're doing. So we are faced with new technical challenges today as a regulatory group that we haven't seen in modern history. So not only is it a good idea to have somebody qualified for the job, right now with the opportunities in front of our state to really drive towards energy independence, that expertise is needed more than it has been in a long, long time.
Where do you see the oil and gas industry going?
Well, I frankly see that if you look, say, 10, 15 years down the road, I think that the state of Texas and the United States as a whole can retake a position as the global leader in energy production like we were 100 years ago. And I think that the oil and gas industry is going to be at the forefront of that.
And as commissioner, how can you, continue to prod that along?
Well, two ways. The first is, if we make sure, as I said, that our regulations, our science, our technology that we recognize inside the state of Texas is very sound, then we really give our citizens a lot of confidence. And I'm not talking about just Republican primary voters. I'm talking about Democrats, independents, people that don't vote at all. We want everybody in Texas to be proud of what the oil and gas industry and the energy industry as a whole, by the way, whether you're talking about coal or wind energy, whatever, that we are very proud of where our energy industry is. And if we're doing that, then once again, it makes it very difficult for other political winds that blow to get in the way of what we're doing. Second of all, As a railroad commissioner, we can advocate for a good state and national energy strategy. In other words, use that platform as an opportunity to really talk about what Washington has been unable to do, which is really articulate a good long-term vision on energy. And we need to do both of those things.
Visiting with Ryan Sitton, running for railroad commissioner here in the state. You've called your opponent liberal before in your ads. He says that's absolutely not true. He's been endorsed by all these conservative groups out there. Do you really think he's a liberal in this race? Do you really think that he's not a conservative? And why does it matter?
Well, I think that when you look at what we typically look at in terms of what makes somebody conservative or liberal, where they stand on Second Amendment rights, where they stand on protecting the unborn, where we stand on things like liberty, constitutional principles in government, I think that Wayne and I frankly both have a lot of those credentials and both probably agree on those. But when you look at energy, when you look at our stance on energy, that is where we differ quite a bit. In 2007, Wayne put together some legislation to try to bring government mandates around renewable energy for burning wood. And then when that wasn't successful, he went to the Public Utility Commission and tried to get them to put those mandates in place. I think that's a fairly liberal strategy in terms of energy, mandating how the state should buy energy as opposed to allowing the free market to take its role. And so I think in that we've got a pretty stark contrast. Either that or Wayne just doesn't understand energy. Either way, he shouldn't be in this role.
I want to give you about 35 seconds. Tell folks why they need to vote for you.
As you said already, I'll be the first engineer in 50 years. I've spent my entire career in the energy industry. And at a time when our energy industry is doing amazing things, I'd be really proud to put all my time and experience in the industry to serve the state of Texas and all the citizens, and look forward to representing everybody as their next Texas Railroad Commissioner.
Ryan Sitton, appreciate your time today.
Chad, thank you so much.
Have a good one. When we come back, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst.